提摩太前书。
For this week, our Bible reading initiative have come on First Timothy.
提摩太前书啊，是保罗他写给年轻新一代的工人提摩太，一个年轻人的书信。
The book of Timothy was written by Paul to the young preacher, Timothy.
提摩太的信仰啊，是从小就在家里被妈妈还有外祖母所培养。
And Timothy's faith was passed on by his grandmother.
大家在教会里面看到这个年轻人表现很不错。
And Paul saw that this youth had a good conduct in the church.
所以保罗就带领他来训练他来做圣工。
So Paul led him and trained him to accompany him on his holy work.
一个人的信仰啊，如果能够在年轻的时候开始就认识神，那是最好的。
It is best if a person's faith could be developed when they are young.
因为年轻人很容易走错路。
Because it's easy for young people to walk astray.
整个社会试探引诱影响都非常的大。
Because the temptations of this world is truly great.
但是如果能够在年轻的时候就有一个正确的方向。
But if at a young age they have the correct direction.
就不会被人家引诱影响。
Then they would not be led astray.
然后趁着年轻的时候就开始侍奉。
And since young, if they could start serving,
他就能够讨神的喜悦。
And they could find the favor of God.
也能够有很多的时间来服侍神。
And they would have a lot of time to serve God.
如果一个人到老才开始服侍神，他能够服侍的时间也不是很多。
But if a person were to serve God when they are old, then they don't have too much time to serve God.
如果一个人年轻的时候就侍奉神。
But if a person start to serve God when they are young,
他能够得到是很大的恩典。
Then they can receive great grace from God.
也能够做美好的工。
And they can do wonderful work.
但是保罗在写给提摩太书信里面，
But in the book of First Timothy,
不单只是告诉他一些实际的工作的一些方面。
He not only told him some methods of some practical teachings on servitude.
保罗特别讲到有一个观念。
But Paul especially focused on one concept.
就是敬虔这个观念。
And which is reverence.
Godliness.
Godliness.
敬虔这个观念很重要。
Because this concept of godliness is very important.
甚至比你怎么样来做圣工，或者是做什么圣工更重要。
And in fact, it is more important on how we do holy work.
敬虔呢是一种态度。
Because godliness is an attitude.
如果你对神有敬虔的态度。
If you have a godly attitude,
你对人也会有一个正确的态度。
Then you will have a godly attitude towards man as well.
如果你对神没有一个正确的态度。
And if you have the correct attitude towards God,
如果你对人没有，对神没有一个正确的态度。
If you do not have a correct attitude towards God,
那你对人的态度也会错误的。
Then your attitude towards people will be wrong.
所以保罗在书信里面讲到敬虔的奥秘。
So in his book, he wrote on the mystery of godliness.
你首先要了解敬虔的奥秘是什么。
So first you have to understand what is the mystery of godliness.
这个是有点像从神学、从道理上来说了解主耶稣基督。
And that is to use a theology to understand who the Lord Jesus is.
再来叫敬虔的实现，那怎么样来过敬虔的生活？
And then he focused on how do we live a godly life.
这种态度是我们每一个信徒都应该把它坚定起来了。
And this attitude is something that all members should pursue after.
请看提摩太前书的第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
16节。
Verse 16.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
First Timothy chapter 6, chapter 3, verse 16.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
那我们可以把我们的书签放在这一页里面，今天我们也常常回来这里。
And we can put our bookmark here because we will be referring here a lot tonight.
保罗被圣灵感动啊，写这封书信写到这一点的时候，他特别有这种灵的感动。
Because when he was writing this part in this book, he was inspired by the Spirit.
因为他讲这里的时候是讲到神的教会就是真理的柱石跟根基。
Because at this part he said that the church is the pillar of truth.
神的真教会宝贵的地方并不是因为人特别优秀。
That the most precious part of the church is not the people inside.
也不是这个教堂盖得特别漂亮。
Nor is it the building being very beautiful.
在保罗这个年代，他们也没有什么基督教堂，他们都是在安息日，都是在回教，都是在这个犹太教里面的安息日。
Because in the time of Paul, there was no chapels for the Christians, but they worshiped in the synagogues.
来守安神，守安息生日了。
And that was how they observed the Sabbath.
但是教会的宝贵在哪里呢？
But where is the preciousness of the church?
因为它有真理。
It is because it has the truth.
真理就好像根基一样。
And this truth is like the foundation.
如果这个根基没有了，那个房子就倒塌了。
If there is no foundation, then the building will collapse.
那真理就好像柱子一样。
And the truth is like a pillar.
没有柱子了，那个屋顶就倒塌下来了。
Without the pillar, then the roof will collapse.
所以属灵的真教会啊，最重要就是真理。
So the spiritual true church, the most important part is the truth.
当时提摩太他工作的时候
，And when Timothy was in his ministry,
其实遇到很多的困难。
He encountered many difficulties.
不单只是他自己因为很年轻的问题
，Not only because he was young,
而是在教会里面呢，已经有一些人呢不传讲真理。
But also in the church, there are some people who no longer preach the truth.
也不相信真理。
And they don't believe in the truth.
甚至把神的道理把一些改变。
In fact, they changed the word of God.
所以保罗就很担心。
So Paul was very worried.
末世我们也会遇到一样的困难。
Because in the end days, we will also face the same situation.
教会不会缺钱。
Today we don't lack money.
也不会缺乏人力物力。
We don't lack human resource.
但是末世真教会最大的挑战就是道理可能会有一些人要改变。
But the greatest challenge for the church of the end days is that the truth may change.
或者自己心里面没有办法完全的顺服真理。
Or that in our hearts we cannot fully submit to the truth.
但是保罗写到这里的时候，突然间圣灵就感动他。
But when Paul was writing this passage, he was inspired by the Spirit.
他说：“大在敬虔的奥秘。”
He said, "Great is the mystery of godliness."
这个原文呢是 mega， 这是很伟大的、非常大的这个奥秘。
Because in the original text, the word is for mega, meaning it is very great.
非常大，有关于神的奥秘，就是在这里写明出来。
That this is the great mystery of God.
就是真理的柱石跟根基啊。
And that is the foundation and the pillar of truth.
那这是讲什么呢？
So what is this part talking about?
这个敬虔的奥秘讲什么呢？
What is the mystery of godliness talking about?
我们常常说奥秘，奥秘，是不是我们不知道的事情就是奥秘？
And we often say, mystery, mystery, is this something that we don't understand?
或者是明天发生什么事情，这个没人知道，是不是就是奥秘？
Or is it the things that will happen tomorrow that we don't know, is that a mystery?
其实不是。
But in fact, it's not.
什么是真正的奥秘？
What is a real mystery?
就是主耶稣基督的救恩。
And that is the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
我们看哥罗西书的第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥罗西书的第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥罗西啊 Corinthians.
Colossians chapter 1,
27节
verse 27.
哥罗西书第一章27节
Colossians chapter 1, verse 27.
一章二十七节
Chapter 1, verse 27.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
27, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这个奥秘呢是旧约甚至以前的人所不知道的。
So this mystery was something that was unknown to the Old Testament people.
神要救人。
That God wants to save people.
在旧约里面呢可能有一些模糊的概念。
And in the Old Testament, they may have a blurry concept of this.
但是他们不是看得很清楚。
BecauseThey could not see it clearly.
也不知道要怎么样来，怎么救。
And they do not know what is the way of salvation.
但是主耶稣一来了，就把这个奥秘就展现出来了。
But when the Lord Jesus came, he revealed this mystery.
很具体的，很清楚的。
Very clearly, he revealed this.
你说亚伯拉罕、摩西，他们是虽然有一些预言主耶稣基督，但是他自己可能也不晓得自己在预言什么。
Even though Abraham and Moses, they may have prophesied on this Lord Jesus, but they may not know and understand what they were prophesizing.
先知，但是主耶稣来了，一切都很清楚了。
But when the Lord Jesus came, everything was clear.
所以神的奥秘就是基督。
So the mystery of God is Christ Jesus.
就是主耶稣。
It is the Lord Jesus.
今天这个奥秘呢，是世界人没有办法理解的。
And this mystery is something that is unknown to this world.
甚至有一些人拿主耶稣来开玩笑。
In fact, some people even make a joke out of the Lord Jesus.
听到你去教会，说你整天花时间在那边干什么？
And what do you do all day at church?
甚至拿耶稣的名来就开玩笑。
They even use the Lord's name as a joke.
因为他们不知道主耶稣基督就是得救神的奥秘。
Because they do not know that the Lord Jesus, he is the mystery of God's salvation.
是这个最宝贵的东西。
That it is the most important thing.
我们今天呢知道这个奥秘。
But for us, we know this mystery.
那保罗呢用最简单的一两句话 很可能是当时一首赞美诗的歌词啊，来把主耶稣基督的奥秘讲得很清楚。
But Paul, he used the most simple way to express this mystery.
其实早初代的使徒教会他们就有唱诗。
Because in the early apostles' time, they always sang hymns.
他们把一些教义啊，最基本的道理，用很完整、很精炼的句子就写出来，甚至可能一边唱，唱的时候呢，就会记得了。
They wrote down these teachings as in the form of songs so that it's easy for them to remember.
那我们来看回来提摩太前书三章十六节。
Let's refer back to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
都是三十六很重要，这个是神的救恩。
Because these is very important because it is talking about the salvation of God.
有人说新约里面有两个三章十六节很重要。
People will say that there are two chapter 3 verse 16 that are very important.
两个三章十六节，看大家记不起来，没有办法记起来。
I wonder if you can remember what these chapter 3 verse 16 are.
第一个三章十六节就是约翰福音三章十六节。
The first chapter 3 verse 16 is in John.
应该都要背的。
And that is the one we have to remember.
有一次我坐飞机去美国协助圣工。
Once I took the plane to go to US for Holy Week.
那海关很凶啊，问着我，你去那边，你来美国做什么？
And the customs people, they were very harsh, and they asked me, what are you doing going to
States?
And I said, I'm a preacher, so I'm going there to do holy work.
结果他就问我, 约翰福音三章十六节讲什么?
And then he asked him, what is recorded in John chapter 3, verse 16?
哇, 我说还好, 这一节我知道。
And I said, thank goodness I remembered this verse.
如果你问我利未记三章十六节, 我就背不出来。
Because if you were to ask him, what Leviticus chapter 3, verse 16, I wouldn't know.
我们先看约翰福音三章十六节。
So let's first look at John chapter 3, verse 16.
这都是最基本的, 我们每一个基督徒应该会背的。
Because this is the most fundamental is something that we should all remember.
回去要背好才可以睡觉啊。
And this is what we must remember before we sleep.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
这里说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Chapter verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
那个海关问我把它背出来，他就盖印了，跟我笑一笑。好，可以过来。
So the customs, he smiled at me, and then he allowed me to pass.
如果我连这一节都背不出来，你还说是传道，还说是基督徒，肯定就有问题啊。
If I could not recite this verse, then how could I say that I'm a preacher? Then there may be issues.
所以大家，我们都是主的门徒啊，所以我们要背好约翰三章十六节。
So since we are all the disciples of God, we must remember this verse.
神爱世人啊。
That God loves people.
爱到啊，独生子都给你。
He loves people to a point that he gave his only begotten son.
叫你一切信他的，一切的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
所以这是第一个三章十六节。
So this is the first chapter 3 verse 16.
第二个呢，很重要的三章十六节，就是提摩太前书三章十六节。
And the second chapter 3 verse 16 is in Timothy.
好，那我们大家再来把一切读一读，很大声的啊。
So let's read it. Read it loudly.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
一二三，大在敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人顺服，被卸在荣耀里。哇，你看，光光这一节里面呢，讲了这个整个救恩最奥妙，有关于主耶稣基督的一生，还有他的灵里面。整个的境界都讲得很完全了。
So in this short verse, it completely expresses the entire salvation plan and the mystery of God.
一节而已啊，就把主耶稣的奥秘讲出来了。
In only one verse, it expresses the mystery of God.
啊，这个结构也是很清楚，有六点，这一节里面有六点。
And this structure is very clear. There are six points.
六个被有六个被动啊，那个被来提到出来。
And there are six points that are talked about.
好了，那么我们来看到底主耶稣基督神的奥秘，敬虔的奥秘是什么呢
？So let's look at what is the mystery of godliness.
你要先了解主耶稣是谁啊，你才会对他有很敬畏的心呢。
So first, we have to understand who the Lord Jesus is in order for us to have this godly heart towards him.
其实有时候我们对信仰啊不冷不热，或者是对主耶稣没有很爱，就是我们没有很了解敬虔的奥秘在哪里。
Sometimes we can be lukewarm in our faith because we do not know who the Lord Jesus is.
如果你了解这个奥秘，你就不敢离开神。
Because if we understand this mystery, then we do not allow ourselves to leave God.
不敢得罪神呢。
We do not allow ourselves to leave God.
因为这个奥秘在我们身上太宝贵了。
Because this mystery of godliness is too great.
好，第一个。
First.
第十六节说，神在肉身呢。显现
，God was manifested in the flesh.
就是本来神是个灵
That is, God was a spirit.
灵是没有肉体的。
And spirits do not have flesh.
灵是很抽象的。
It is abstract.
在我们来说是不可以想象的。
And it is something that we cannot imagine.
但是为了要救我们。
But in order to save us,
他要进到我们人类的时间空间里面。
He came into the world of man under time and space.
进到历史里面。
He came into history.
成为一个人看得见的人。
He became a person that could be seen.
跟你跟我都一样，长得一样同类的一个人。
And he was the same as you and I, who are a human being.
可以跟我们沟通，可以跟我们讲话。
And he could communicate and talk to us.
因为要同样的东西，同样的人，才有办法沟通啊。
Because you have to be of the same species in order to communicate.
才有办法比较啊。
In order to compare.
你比较起来，发觉哇，原来主耶稣基督那么完美。
And when you compare, you realize how perfect the Lord Jesus is.
人都不完美，神主耶稣基督最完美。
That we are not perfect, but the Lord Jesus, He was perfect.
我们人都没有爱心，只有主耶稣基督有爱心。
That we lack love, but the Lord Jesus have love.
所以一看到主耶稣基督，就把神的神性表现出来了。
So when we see the Lord Jesus, we see the godliness.
我们看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章第十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这就是主耶稣基督他的宝贵。
So this is the preciousness of the Lord Jesus.
道成了肉身。
That he was the word that became flesh.
住在我们中间。
He lived among us.
本来道是看不见的。
And originally we could not see this word.
但是他来到世界，就我们就看得见。
But when he came to this world, we could see him.
他带来我们什么东西呢？
What does he bring to us?
恩典跟真理。
Grace and truth.
今天我们有这个敬虔的奥秘。
Today we have this mystery of godliness.
目的就是要你跟我的生命当中呢有恩典有真理。
The purpose of this is so that our life can be full of grace and truth.
因为主耶稣基督已经把那个最抽象的但是最属灵的道理表现出来了。
Because he has manifested the most abstract spirits and truth.
好了，问题是你现在有没有办法也同样的把这一套那么美好的道理表现出给你身边的人看？
But for us, are we able to manifest His perfect teachings in our life?
有没有办法表现恩典出来？
To express His grace.
有没有办法表现真理出来？
And to express His truth.
因为主耶稣基督已经道成为肉身了。
Because the Lord Jesus, He was the Word that became flesh.
你又把神的道理哪一部分表现出来了？
So what part of His Word will you manifest?
上个礼拜去美国协助灵恩会。
Last week I went to the U.S. to help out with Holy Work.
跟认识一个弟兄，吃饭的时候跟他聊天。
And I was talking to a brother over a meal.
他信主大概十年。
He had believed in the Lord for over 10 years.
一开始呢，不是很认识神。
At first he didn't know the Lord.
但是借着听道理。
But through listening to the Word.
他了解到信神有很多的恩典。
He realized that there are many graces when he believed in God.
但是你要用信心去接受。
But we have to use our faith to accept them.
要跟随主的道理。
To accept the teachings of following the Lord.
他是做这个地产经纪的。
He is a real estate agent.
我们知道做地产经纪的礼拜六礼拜天都最忙。
We know that for real estate agent they're the most busy on Saturday, Friday nights and Saturday.
尤其是礼拜六要 open house 啊，要谈判啊，要看房子啊，都是礼拜六要去做。
Because especially on Saturday, that's when they have to open houses and sign the forms.
但是呢，他知道他是一个基督徒。
But he knows that he is a Christian.
要守安息日。
That he have to observe the Sabbath.
主耶稣基督要来把安息日已经给我们了。
And because the Lord Jesus, He gave us the Sabbath.
所以他得到这个恩典。
So he received this grace.
他开始要准备要守安息日。
So now he determined to observe the Sabbath.
一开始守半天。
At first he observed it for half day.
后来觉得自己半天还不是很够。
But he felt that it was not enough.
后来就要守全天。
So he observed the full day.
一开始他还跟他的客户说，哎呀 ，sorry 哦，我们今天没 go to church， 我要去教会啊，所以明天不能带你去看房子。
At first, he told his clients that I'm sorry that I can't take you to look at any houses on Saturday.
但是后来呢，他就慢慢想起。
But later he realized.
我为什么要说 sorry 呢？
Why am I saying sorry?
他应该 sorry 啊，他打扰我去安息日。
He should be the one that's sorry for disturbing me from going to Sabbath.
到后来呢，他直接跟他客户说，我就是明天要去教会，我礼拜六我就不做生意。如果你不能等我，你就找别人。
So he told his clients that I'm going to church tomorrow, and if you want to.No, visit houses on Saturday, you find another agent.
他连 sorry 都不讲，他说我为什么要 sorry? 我来敬拜神的。
So he doesn't say sorry anymore because he's going to worship God.
他相信神会预备他生活的需要。
And he believed that the Lord Jesus will provide for his daily needs.
这个很奇妙。
And it was very miraculous.
他守安息日少做一天，最重要的一天。
That when he observed the most important day, Sabbath.
啊, 但是呢, 神却让他生活很够用。
But the Lord Jesus provide for him.
就是没有缺乏。
That he did not lack.
这个就是恩典的。
And that is grace.
本来道理是很抽象的, 哦, 守安息日很重要, 啊, 到属灵的恩典要以后进天国。
Before, the word, the truth was very abstract. No, we believe in the Lord and one day we will go to heaven.
但是你把它实行出来,
but when we live out this word,
这变成是恩典了,
then it becomes grace.
所以敬虔的奥秘, 第一就是神在肉身显现。
So first, the mystery of godliness is that God was manifested in the flesh.
住在你跟我中间,
and he lived among us.
今天主耶稣也在你跟我中间啊。
And today, the Lord Jesus, he also lived among you and I.
你没有看到主, 主看到你啊。
We do not see the Lord, but he sees us.
你在家里做什么, 主耶稣知道。
He knows what we do in our homes.
你在门, 房门关起来, 主耶稣知道你在里面做什么。
He knows what you are doing behind closed doors.
你跟朋友出去做什么, 主耶稣都知道。
He knows what you do with your friends.
因为他就在我们中间。
Because he dwells among us.
他的道在我们心里。
His word is in our hearts.
他的灵在我们当中。
And his spirit is among us.
所以我们要记住这个敬虔的奥秘。
So we have to remember this mystery of godliness.
神已经在肉身显现了。
That God was manifested in the flesh.
就在你跟我当中。
And he dwells among you and I.
透过圣灵。
Through his spirit.
好，再看回来这个敬虔的奥秘第二点。
So let's look at the second point of the mystery of godliness.
提摩太前书3章16节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
第二个被呢，就是被圣灵称义。
That is justified in the spirit.
什么叫被圣灵称义呢？
What does it mean to be justified in the spirit?
这是被圣灵证明了。
That is to be proven by the spirit.
当然主耶稣在世上的时候。
And of course, when the Lord Jesus was in this world,
有很多人都不相信他。
Many people did not believe in him.
甚至有一些人去怪责他，他是罪人，所以他被钉死的。
So some people even accused him that he was a sinner and therefore he should be crucified.
因为主耶稣在世上是被定罪的嘛。
Because he was nailed on the cross for because of his sins.
他是一个死囚犯的这个身份啊，被钉死的。
He had the status of a criminal when he was crucified.
那这个是很可怜的。
And that is very pitiful.
因为他跟死人，他被死刑的时候呢，左右都是死囚犯。
Because when he was crucified, on his left and right, they were both criminals.
所以以这种的死亡的方式来说，对主耶稣真的是很不公平。
So to use this method of death is very unfair for the Lord.
就好像一般不认识主耶稣的人来说呢，主耶稣好像就是做了坏事才被钉死的。
For those who do not know the Lord, they would only see that he is a criminal and he's being crucified.
但是主耶稣死了之后，第三天就复活了。
But on the third day, he resurrected.
证明他不是罪人。
Showing that he is not a sinner.
证明他不是因为自己的罪而死的。
Showing that he died not for his own sins.
他是为了担当我们的罪而死。
But he took on the sins of our sins.
这是因为有神的灵在他里面。
And because that he had the spirit of God in him.
他都可以克服胜过死亡。
So that he could overcome death.
证明他是无罪的。
Showing that he is without sin.
证明他是神的儿子。
Showing that he is the son of God.
证明他真的是复活的。
Showing that he have resurrected.
我们来看这个使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 2.
被圣灵称义啊，这个很重要。
To be justified in the Spirit is very important.
使徒行传第二章24节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 20.
第二章24节。
Chapter 2 verse 24.
二章24节。
Chapter 2 verse 24.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死去尽。
24, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it.
大卫指着他说，我看见主常在我眼前，他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, that he was on my right hand, that I may not be shaken.
27节。
因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。 For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
彼得在什么时候讲这番话的呢?
So when did Peter say this first?
是在得了圣灵的时候讲这番话的。
He said this when he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵跟证明主耶稣有复活是绝对有关系的。
That when a person received the Holy Spirit and to confess that the Lord Jesus have resurrected, these are related.
如果当时的使徒没有得到圣灵,
if the disciples at the point have not yet received the Holy Spirit,
你就很难跟那些外邦人证明说耶稣真的是无罪的，他真的是有复活。
Then it would have been hard for them to prove to the Gentiles that the Lord Jesus have resurrected.
但是门徒得了圣灵了。
But because the disciples received the Holy Spirit,
这个证明什么呢?
And what does that prove?
证明主耶稣真的有复活。
It proves that the Lord Jesus, he have resurrected.
他真的是胜过死亡。
That he have truly overcome death.
因为主耶稣讲得很清楚。
Because the Lord Jesus, he clearly said.
约翰十六章第七节。
John chapter 16 verse 17.
约翰十六章第七节。
John chapter 16 verse 17.
约翰第七节。
Verse 7.
十六章第七节。
John chapter 16 verse 7.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you.
就是我去，就是我受死，我被钉，我死亡很重要。
So when the Lord Jesus said, I will go, meaning that he will die.
我去了，我死亡了，被钉死，但是我复活之后呢，就会差遣保惠师来了。
That after he dies and resurrecting, he will send the helper.
有人今天如果问你，你基督徒怎么那么确定主耶稣真的有复活啊？
So if people were to ask, how do you know that the Lord Jesus have resurrected?
你没有人看过啊。
You have not seen it.
你怎么知道有主耶稣真的有复活？
How do you know that the Lord Jesus have resurrected?
这里这一节讲得很重要。
And this verse is very important.
有圣灵的降临就代表主耶稣有复活。
If the Holy Spirit descends upon us, it means that the Lord Jesus have resurrected.
这个是主耶稣自己讲的。
Because this is what the Lord Jesus has said.
门徒的时候也是这样。
And that is what the disciples have said.
圣灵降临。
That when the Holy Spirit came down.
所以主耶稣基督啊，被圣灵称义了。
So the Lord Jesus, he was justified by the Spirit.
证明他胜过罪，胜过死亡。
Proving that he have overcome death and overcome sin.
我们今天也是一样啊。
And that is the same for us today.
虽然我们呢有死亡的权势在我们身边。
Even though,
有死亡的权势 ，the power of death.
Because even though the power of death is over us.
今天我们在身边啊，其实我们身边都是死人啊。
Because around us they are all full of dead people.
当然你可能不觉得。
Of course you may not notice.
但是如果你去啊，有一天你说你今天晚上想在坟墓里面啊 camping， 大概很少人会愿意这样去做。
Because if you were to tell someone to go camping in a cemetery, I believe not many people will go with you.
坟墓那边很安静啊。
Because it's very quiet there.
很漂亮啊，那个草地。
It's very beautiful and the grass is nice.
但是没有人想在那边 camping.
But no one would want to camp there.
因为下面都是死人。
Because it's full of dead people.
虽然看不见，但是心里面就不愉快了。
Even though you may not see them, but in your heart you know.
按灵性上来说呢，今天我们在这个社会生活。
And spiritually, when we live in this society,
我们都是被灵性上的死人所包围住的。
We are surrounded by spiritually dead people.
虽然他们不一定是什么坏的人。
Even though they may not be bad people.
甚至有一些是好人。
In fact, some of them may be very good.
但是他们的灵性呢，在神看中呢是死的。
But spiritually, in front of God, they are dead.
是骨头一样。
They are just like bones.
有一些时候，他们有一些观念啊、行为啊，跟神的道理差很远。
So sometimes some of their concept and conduct is very far from God's word.
我们如果不小心呢，很容易被他们影响。
And if we're not careful, we may be influenced by them.
但是我们有圣灵在我们里面。
But because we have the Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵会常常提醒你。
The Holy Spirit will often remind you
跟别人是不一样的
that we have to be different.
我们是要复活的
that we are resurrected.
我们不是要死亡的
that we are not dead.
我们要得胜的
that we have to overcome.
所以这个圣灵在我们里面就很重要
So the Holy Spirit within us is very important.
我们看罗马书
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8.
第十一节
Verse 11.
罗马八章十一节
Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
罗马八章十一节
Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
这里说什么东西让主耶稣基督从坟墓里面出来的呢？
So here he tells us what raises the Lord Jesus from the dead.
是神的圣灵啊。
It is the spirit of God.
圣灵可以将死的变成活。
That the spirit of God can make something dead to become alive.
如果你有看过死尸哦，死尸的殡仪馆里面啊，或者是坟墓啊，或者是去那个 funeral home 里面看到，哇，那个死尸躺在那边，真的是没有颜色了，那个死亡的颜色。
And sometimes when we go to funeral homes, we see a dead person lying there, and we see no color on the skin.
啊，死了好几天的人呢，都已经不一样了。
Because after being dead for many days, they change.
所以说死了三天呢。
The Lord Jesus, he was dead for 3 days.
但是神的灵进去，哇，主耶稣复活了。
But when the Spirit of God enters him, that he resurrects.
所以胜过死亡了。
So he overcomes death.
那这里说啊，我们今天也是要复活。
And just like for us, we have to resurrect.
这里说我们必死的身体又活过来呢，不单只是这样，以后的复活。
That we are raised up, not not only in the future.
是我们今天灵性上，如果神的灵进来我们里面，我们就可以胜过死亡，胜过罪的权势。
But also today, when His Spirit enters into us, then we can overcome death.
让你必死的身体也可以活过来。
That our mortal flesh will become alive.
都是靠着圣灵的力量。
And that is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个世界有很多引诱。
Because in this world, there are many temptations.
我在南非的时候，我还记得有一个姐妹跟我讲过一个见证。
When I was in South Africa, I remember a testimony from a sister.
她有两个儿子。
She have two sons.
在这个初中的时候都读一个贵族学校，这个私人的学校。
And when they were in their high school, they were in private schools.
那我们知道贵族学校啊，私人学校都是有钱的孩子去读的。
And we know that usually only rich people go to these private schools.
然后穿得很整齐，有很好的校服，都是英式的教育。
And they dress very well, and they dress in their uniforms.
但是有时候有钱的孩子啊，或者是好的环境啊，不代表说什么东西都很单纯。
But sometimes, even though you are in a rich environment, but that does not mean that the environment is innocent.
当然在校学校里面呢，当然是什么坏事都不能做，老师看得很紧。
And because in the school, you know, the teachers were very strict, so they could not do anything bad.
但是那些卖毒品的那些贩毒的人呢，就在学校的门口等着年轻人出来。
But for the drug dealers, they stand outside of the school waiting for the youth.
因为他知道这些孩子有钱啊。
And they know that these kids, they have money.
这些孩子喜欢刺激的东西啊。
And they like something exciting.
所以呢，这些毒贩就是在学校门口等着。
So the drug dealers, they wait outside of the door.
等他们下课出来了啊，看看他们要不要买。
And once they come out from the school, they ask them if they want to buy anything.
那这个姐妹的孩子呢，出门从学校出去也碰到这些贩毒的人。
And for the sister, when her sons come out of school, they encounter these drug dealers.
她有一天就回来就告诉妈妈说：“妈妈，妈妈，我下课的时候有人问我要不要买毒品。”
And they ran home telling their mom, "Someone asked me if I want to buy drugs."
妈妈就很紧张，就问她说：“那你怎么办？”
And so his mom was very worried and asked him, "So what did you do?"
她说：“她回答妈妈，你不用担心。”
And their kids said, "Mom, you don't need to worry."
圣灵在我里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is in me.
我是主耶稣的孩子。
I am the children of God.
可以，也不能，也不敢去碰那些东西。
I cannot and do not want to touch those things.
因为神的灵在我里面啊。
Because the Spirit of God is in me.
虽然小小的年轻人，但是因为有听道理，有领受圣灵。
Even just these youth, because they have heard the word of God.
知道要怎么样保守自己。
They know how to preserve themselves.
今天我们也是一样。
Just like for us today.
被圣灵称义。
When we are justified in the Spirit,
所以主耶稣帮助我们胜过死亡。
The Lord Jesus can help us to overcome death.
再看回来，提摩太前书三章十六节。
Let's return to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
第三个被啊。
The third point.
就是被天使看见。
Is to be seen by angels.
为什么说被天使看见呢？
So how is he seen by angels?
是主耶稣复活升天呢？
When the Lord Jesus, when he was resurrected, ascended to heaven.
最低的，从最卑微的坟墓里面被升到荣耀里面。
From the lowest point of grace into glory.
当然天使就看见了。
And of course the angel saw him.
因为主耶稣基督是高过、超过所有的被造的天使。
Because the Lord Jesus, he is way above all the angels.
天使看到他都是要侍奉他。
And when the angels saw him, they all have to serve him.
那当然他是被天使看见的。
And of course the angels saw him.
主耶稣太尊贵、太宝贵了。
Because he is too precious and too noble.
今天的主耶稣也派这些天使呢，也要来为我们得救的人来服侍，
and
来效力。
Likewise, today the angels are also serving us to enter into salvation.
你看不见天使啊，但是天使都在每天在看着你。
We may not see them, but they see us every day.
天使呢都会看你的行为，然后跟主耶稣报告。
They see our conduct and they will report to the Lord Jesus.
我们也看听了很多见证，在教会里面呢也有很多天使。
And we have heard many testimonies where people have seen many angels in the church.
天使来教会点名。
That when the angels come to take attendance.
算谁有来，谁没有来。
That who have come and who have not.
或者是谁来了，但是心的不在教会。
Or those who come and their heart is not here.
谁来了只是在玩手机，没有在聚会。
Or those who come and just plays with the phone.
谁来了整天躲在厨房不进来，明明不是他煮饭的还躲在厨房。
Or those who come to church but they are always in the basement.
有来教会但是没在会堂的天使都没有给他勾勾啊。
And for those who are not fully here, the angels will not record them as if they have attended.
有这种见证。
And there are these testimonies.
有一些弟兄姊妹来了就是下面喝茶聊天没有来聚会，天使说这个等于没有来。
And some people they come to church and go to the basement and they drink tea but the angels does not account for them.
我们教会很多天使的见证。
In our church, there are many testimonies of angels.
你看不见天使，天使都看到你在做什么。
We do not see them, but they know what we are doing.
所以说也说啊，小孩子啊，常常有天使在天父的面前来报告。
And there are many angels in front of the Lord Jesus reporting on the children of God.
你不要欺负小孩子啊。
So don't bully children.
你欺负小孩子，他的天使会告诉主耶稣，你就惨了。
Because when you bully children, the angels of these children, they will report to the Lord.
所以啊，主耶稣基督被天使看见了。
So the Lord Jesus, he was seen by angels.
天使都要敬拜他。
And even the angels have to worship him.
那今天我们来到神的面前，我们能够不敬拜吗？
So when we come before him, can we not worship him?
能够不以最虔诚的心来拜神吗？
How can we not give him the most reverent heart?
如果来教会只是为了social，只是为了喝茶聊天，不来敬拜神，就等于没有来神的面前。
But if we only come to church just to socialize, then that is not showing respect to God.
天使都要向主耶稣跪拜啊。
Even the angels have to bow down to the Lord.
更何况你跟我。
Never mind you and I.
再来。
And let's continue.
被传于外邦。
Preached among the Gentiles.
主耶稣当然是被传于外邦。
And of course, the Lord Jesus, he was preached among the Gentiles.
一开始被传在犹太人当中。
At first, he was preached to the Jewish people.
后来呢，透过保罗啊，一些外邦的使徒啊，就把道理传到外邦了。
And later, through Paul and the apostles, the gospel was preached.
所以这个是我们的使命。
And that is our commission.
今天我们加拿大也算是外邦。
And Canada is actually also Gentiles.
我们在座的华人也对犹太人来说也是外邦。
And to the Jews, the Asians are also Gentiles.
我这次去休斯顿的灵恩会。
And this time when I went to a spiritual convocation in Houston,
看到休斯顿教会啊，有很多不同的种族的人。
I saw many ethnicities in the Houston church.
有德国来的白人，有德国人。
Some are German.
也有美国人。
Americans.
也有柬埔寨人。
Aboriginals.
也有看到了那个菲律宾人。
Philippians.
都有很多不同的种族。
And there are many ethnicities
在一个教会里面
in one church.
可以很和睦的大家的相处来敬拜神。
And they could harmoniously worship the Lord.
我们今天就是外邦。
And today we are also Gentiles.
我们这个外邦啊，竟然能够被归纳在神的救恩里面。
We Gentiles could be accepted into the Lord.
这个在旧约来说的人呢，想象都想象不到的。
This in the Old Testament could not be even imagined.
在旧约的这个律法里面呢，我们这些非犹太人呢，就是猪啊，跟狗一样啊。就完全不可能被接受的。
Because in the Old Testament, we Gentiles were like the pigs and the dogs. We're unworthy.
犹太人今天会理你吗？
Would the Jewish people,
可能如果生意上啊，邻居了，可能会打个招呼了。
Maybe if you are their neighbor and you're doing business, they would contact you.
但是你打得进犹太人的生活圈子吗？
But can you go into the social networks of the Jewish people?
你打不进去的。
You cannot.
因为基本上他觉得你是外邦人。
Because they see you as Gentiles.
打个招呼可以，但是不会跟你做朋友。
They will say hello, but they will not be friends with you.
为什么？
Why?
因为他觉得我是这个选民的，你们不是。
Because they feel that we are the chosen and you are not.
这是属灵上来说的，刚好相反。
And spiritually, it is actually the opposite.
你要相信主耶稣基督才成为选民。
If you believe in the Lord, then you become the chosen.
我们这些外邦竟然被包括在神的救恩里。
We as Gentiles, we were accepted into the salvation of God.
这个是不是奥秘？
Is this not the mystery?
能够不感恩吗？
How can we not appreciate?
能够不在神面前卑微自己吗？
How can we not humble ourselves in front of God?
我们本来是外邦啊。
We were Gentiles.
当然我们今天都不会觉得自己是外邦，因为我们已经信了主了。
And of course, today we do not feel like we are Gentiles because we believe in the Lord.
本来我们就是外邦。
But actually, we were Gentiles.
只是因为主耶稣的怜悯，我们成了内邦了啊。
And it is because of the grace of God that we could come into the salvation.
我们曾经也是外邦。
But we were once Gentiles.
所以主耶稣的恩典真的很大。
So the grace of God is truly great.
在第五个
fifth point.
第五个就是被世人信服的。
Believed on in the world.
主耶稣被传到外邦，被外邦人所信服，被世人所信服。
When the Lord Jesus was preached to the Gentiles, then the world believed.
不单只是信服，是心服口服。
Not only were people happy, but they were very happy.
完全的相信。
They completely believed in him.
像保罗本来是逼迫基督的。
Just like Paul, when he used to persecute the Christians.
主耶稣拣选他。
But when the Lord Jesus chose him,
他就完全相信。
He completely believed.
一辈子相信。
For his whole life.
相信到死他都相信。
Until death, he believed in God.
绝对不退缩。
And he would not reserve.
很勇敢的见证主耶稣的道理。
He courageously testified for the Lord.
曾经很多次差一点被人家钉死，被人家打死。
And many times he came close to death.
他一有机会他就讲得到。
If there's an opportunity, he would preach the word of God.
他根本不怕死。
And he's not afraid of death.
神的灵啊，在这里面啊，那种爱啊，火烧一样。
And this love and power of God was burning in his heart like fire.
所以世人才有办法接受主耶稣基督的救恩。
And that is why people were able to accept the salvation of the Lord.
所以我们今天也是一样。
And it's the same for us today.
我们有机会要尽量去传福音。
If we have opportunity, we need to preach the gospel.
把这个那么宝贵的道理啊，尽量告诉弟兄姐妹啊，亲戚朋友。
We have to tell our friends of this very precious gospel.
最后主耶稣基督呢，第六个被就是被接到荣耀里面。
And the sixth point is that he was received up in glory.
主耶稣到最后五旬节之前啊，到40周40天。在地上显现跟门徒讲话到最后呢就升天了。
That on the 40th day when after he resurrected, he was received up into heaven.
我们看起传道使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传的第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
传道书第一章十一节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 11.
一章十一节。
Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 11.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎么样往天上去，他还要怎么来。
11, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
耶稣已经被接升天了，进到荣耀里面了。
So the Lord Jesus, he was ascended into heaven into glory.
以后还要再下来。
But in the future, he will come down again.
还有呢，已经很接近了。
And it is very close.
要借我们进到荣耀里面。
So when we enter into his glory.
问题是，你有没有盼望这个荣耀呢？
But do we have hope of this glory?
这个世界啊，只是短暂的。
This world is only temporary.
这个世界太不平安了。
This world is too unpeaceful.
打仗的地方打仗，恐怖分子越来越多。
There are more wars and more terrorists.
然后呢，这个世界呢，全球暖化呢，气候的改变呢，政治的不稳定啊。
And the political instability and the climate change.
还有呢，现在呢，人的心呢，也越来越邪恶。
And the hearts of men are becoming more evil.
所以我们这个时候应该仰望神的荣耀。
So during this time, we have to hope towards the glory of God.
仰望主耶稣有一天来把我们接到荣耀里面。
To hope that one day the Lord Jesus will come and bring us into His glory.
最近可能我们身边的人呢，有一些人都生病。
Maybe. In recent times, some of our friends have been sick.
本来健康好好的。
Before their health was good.
但是一下子可以很快的就变得很严重。
But suddenly they can be turned sick very soon.
这个代表人生的无常。
And that shows how fragile life is.
世界的荣耀都会过去。
That all the glory of this world will pass.
再多的钱。
No matter how much money you have.
再高的地位。
What status you have.
这就是世界的荣耀。
All the glory of this world.
会随着我们肉体的过去就一切都过去了。
Once our flesh pass away, all these things will also pass away. So we have to hope into the glory of God. That when the Lord Jesus comes, He will receive us into His glory. But are you ready? So that is the mystery of godliness. But if we know that the Lord Jesus wants to receive us into His glory, then we often have to put Him first. Then we will be awake every moment.
所以敬虔的奥秘。
So this mystery of godliness.
无人不以为然。
No one can.
就是六点，希望大家看看记不记得，背不背得起来。
So there are six points. Can we remember them?
第一就是神在肉身显现。
That God was manifested in the flesh.
被圣灵称义。
Justified in the spirit.
被天使看见。
Seen by angels.
一传于外邦。
Preached among the Gentiles.
被世人信服。
Believed on in the world.
被接到荣耀里面。
Received up in glory.
如果我们了解这敬虔的奥秘。
If we understand this mystery of godliness,
你就会太感恩了。
Then we will appreciate.
你就会太警醒了。
Because it is too precious.
你觉得自己太不配了。
And we feel that we are truly unworthy.
就会很爱主了。
Then we will truly love the Lord.
主耶稣来的日子已经很近了。
And the day that the Lord will come is truly near.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
237.
237.